Okay. AC?
Yeah, I was just a point of information. I thought that the what was approved by the PNV was also approved by the NFC. The in terms of the $1 million, is there a real need to address 10? I mean, what it seems to me there is no difference.
Wait, I'm not sure what you just said.
I said that the NFC approved the same budget, the same amount that the LS that the NPR in I'm sorry.
NFC.
Yeah, that the PNB had approved, which was $1 million. So what is? I don't see the need for a discussion of number 10.
Okay.
I want to ratify what they've done. They ratified what we have done, so. I was just wondering if there is any need for discussion around it.
Yeah, that's what we've been discussing, I think, all night. But I'm going to let Grace... just 1 second, though. Does anybody else have any questions on the current financial stuff? Otherwise, I'd like to... I mean,
this is Doc.
Huh?
Yes.
Doc.
Just a couple of things. Lonnie, if I'm not mistaken, you did send us the cash flow and where you anticipated everybody being at the, by the end of the year or January, I think. Is that correct?
Yeah, I sent the cash flow from September 08 to September 09, showing it
right.
Where people would be each month.
Okay. And you sent that to the entire PNB?
Entire PNB.
Okay. So my... I want to make sure that when we get these reports that we maybe look at them because we have asked for them and Lonnie has taken the time to give them to us, which really helps us to see what our financial position is. The NFC is supposed to also be looking at everybody. I know BAI for sure and PFW, I believe, as a part of their tentatively approved budgets. So, based on FundDrive, we're supposed to be relooking that to see where everybody is for adjustment. Is that also correct?
Yeah, we're behind this fiscal year, $200,000 already.
Okay. Okay, so we might need to look at that and then adjust, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
This is great.
I'm sorry.
First of all, our GM at KPFK and business manager have both decided to hold the winter fund drive in January instead of February. That decision's already been made. The other thing is, I know that you, Lonnie, you said three stations paid part of their central services bill in the recent few months. How much did WBAI pay, and how much did KPFK pay, et cetera?
Well,
do you remember what amounts?
Yeah, I do. Each station plus KPFA paid $40,000. But
okay.
KPFK's back bill is $300,000.
Okay.
WBAI's back bill is $800,000.
Okay,
so,
I understand.
You know, so it's not like they paid current central services. They were really paying back central services for vendors that are asking to get paid. I had to use the money for that.
I understand. That's all.
Okay, thanks, Grace.
Real quick.
If there's nothing else, we have to move the agenda at 7:09.
Yeah, this is Zakai. Can I ask one quick question?
Yes, Zakai, go ahead.
Has there been any discussion about a public statement to the membership / listeners of Pacifica about what's going on with the financial situation?
There was a discussion in the NFC, and that issue came up also on the Thursday meeting, morning meetings with the GMs. And I guess people are still considering that. It's a double-edged sword because it has to be crafted in such a way so that people don't think that they're throwing money at a drowning organization. I know it's on the plate of NFC, and it is on the discussion. We discussed it last Thursday without coming to a consensus agreement on it at the general manager's Thursday morning meeting.
I would just like to say that it's imperative that we do get ahead of this and bring some sort of statement out, of course, well-crafted and skillful. If we don't, the leaks from the other end will kill us, and we won't be able to catch up with the people who are abandoning ship.
This is Jack.
Yosh for Stack.
Yeah. Okay, Jack and then Yosh.
I think this is related. Some board members and some staff people have expressed to me that they feel very much in the dark, and I think we need some communication to start going internally as well. I hope to raise this on tomorrow night's coordinating committee teleconference.
Yosh?
This is Grace. I have actually one other question for Lonnie.
Yosh?
Yes, I'd like to second Zakai's motion or sentiment.
What was it? It wasn't a motion. It was a question.
Well, no, basically that Pacifica needs to come and, you know, let its membership know that we're in deep financial doo-doo. I was driving in from Mount Baldy about an hour ago, and the woman that I was driving with is a KPFK listener and sponsor, and she said she had, because of the financial crisis, she has not donated this last fund drive, but if she knew that we were in a financial crisis, then she would be willing to give $20 a month. You know, so I think we need to get it out there. Thank you.
Okay. Grace?
I don't know if I should address this to Lonnie, but are we abandoning the fourth PNB meeting this year?
Well, I don't make
Lonnie it. Has nothing to do with that.
If you do, that was
okay. Let's just leave it in the ether then.
Okay. So if we're, I think there's no one else on the stack for the current finances. Grace, item number 10.
This is Margaret. I have a question.
All right, Margaret.
Actually, oddly enough, it's a question for Grace. Grace, on the dates for the, you said the KPFK, that KPFK had made a decision that the drive will be in January. Is this something that was announced to the Finance Committee or what? Because certainly none of us involved in the drive know anything about it.
The Sean and Efren announced it to the Finance Committee. Yes.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
I think maybe also to the LSD. I don't remember, but I know they definitely talked about it to the Finance Committee.
Okay. Can I just clarify something with Zakai and Jack? Zakai, you're concerned with a public statement, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And Jack, your concern was an internal statement, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Grace, item number 10.
What is item number 10?
It says a motion to approve whatever loan amount is approved at the NFC meeting of November 13th.
Oh, I don't think that was my agenda item.
Okay.
That was on there that was noticed when this meeting was noticed.
Okay. All right.
And I think it's moot.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to move the agenda, guys. We only have 45 minutes left. Jack, you said to leave the ED on and that you would get to it when we got to it. So this is
right.
Your item, followed by Rob Robinson. And, Jack, how many minutes for you?
I would say 30 would be modest, but it depends on, you know, I mean, we may decide that we don't want to get into the details of the subscription
okay.
date. So,
all right. And,
or less.
All right. And Rob?
Yes, Madam Chair.
How many minutes for your interim?
Oh, my interim? Which?
Number 5.
I don't have a
okay.
copy of the
all right, I'm sorry. Option for interim management, that's Rob.
Well,
I know.
We've agreed that
okay.
we're going to go ahead and let the two proposers speak to the general managers, and
okay.
they will report
right.
back to the committee.
So that item basically can be postponed.
Okay, and then number six is going to be postponed as well, correct? And that's the motion to hire the turnaround firms.
We can't do that at this point,
okay. All right, fine. All right, so Jack, you're going to go 30 minutes, and then we get to item number seven. Go ahead, Jack.
Do I stay on?
Who?
Lonnie.
Lonnie, if you don't want to, you can, it's late and you can leave. The financial stuff is gone.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay with everyone else.
Yeah, it's fine. Good night.
Hi, Lonnie. The executive director job description was one of two tasks that the personnel committee inherited this year that were a very high priority. The ED job description, especially with a new executive director coming on board, the other task, of course, being the CFO job description, about which there has been a little bit of uncertainty and certainly needed updating. Now, anyone who wasn't on this call at the beginning missed a bit of a debate about whether or not this item should be postponed because we are considering a possible turnaround firm that would have something to say about what the executive director's job description ought to be. I think that we need to have a clear sense of what the board wants. Maybe I'm naive. I've only been in this, 6 years, but I just didn't really expect that we would be unclear as to why we were approving an ED job description. So I think we really need to have clarity about what our purpose is. People have been asking me, is there any effort being made to hire an executive director? And generally I say, well, the first step is to have a job description approved for the posting. So if we're not really ready to post the job, it takes a bit of the urgency away. However, any interim executive director will still, be operating within some job description. It would probably revert to the job description in effect when Greg Gumo was EDE, I guess, whatever when Nicole was first hired was the job description. But I do think that as to how we're going to proceed right now, I think the discussion that we didn't really have when we were approving the agenda, I think we need to have because I'm not authorized to withdraw this job description. The personnel committee has worked very well together. We've worked through a labyrinth of different drafts with input from various individuals, including our HR director at the time. This has been quite a project. I think it really sends a wrong message, if nothing else, to the whole organization not to have a clearly approved job description for the executive director and the chief financial officer. My understanding is that some of our units, there are, individuals working in jobs that don't really have an articulated job description, and I think we're all experienced with people sort of taking on duties and assignments that aren't really seem to be part of their title, but some of that is understandable, but in general it can generate a lot of confusion. So I think I would like to hear from people who think it's a bad idea to approve this job description right now, and I think I've put the committee's position forward that not only does it make good sense to do this, it's also a requisite of posting a job, and it's also logical for the board to come to a consensus about what we want the executive director to be doing.
Okay, Stack.
Sophia, Stack.
Carolyn,
Sophia.
I urge that we postpone approval of the draft of the executive job description, especially at this point given the shortness of time. But in a larger sense, that a part of the larger goal is to figure out where we are, why we keep coming to this point, and how do we avoid it in the future. The executive director is a key person in developing, implementing a healthy strategy. It's not clear what it is that we've been doing wrong and how we change it at this point so that we can give those kinds of instructions. So if we wait until we have completed the turnaround assessment and the turnaround process, then we're clear about what we do in fact want to happen and can give an executive director the kind of instructions that are necessary for him or her to proceed and not wind up in a continuing deteriorating situation, and certainly not with the kind of confusion that that Nicole was subjected to in the changing definition of responsibilities. I think that it's unfair to bring someone into the situation and subject them to that kind of treatment. In addition to which, and under those circumstances, I'm not sure that we can, in fact, contract without having established what the terms are. So I would leave it there at the moment.
All right, Carolyn.
Yes, I would move to table this. So we have discussed a turnaround firm, organization and process. One of the things that the companies that have offered is some help with identifying an IED while we get our feet on the ground, and then an ED. So I think that this might, with all due respect to the hard work of the committee, this might be a little bit premature. We're not quite ready for prime time here. So I would like to table this.
Second.
Thank you.
Okay, could you call the roll, please, on tabling this? Oh, I'm sorry. Madam Secretary, I didn't mean that.
Yeah.
Donna, will you thank you?
Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Nia Bediaco?
Madam, I took a personal privilege. Can you tell me what we're voting on?
Yes, there's been a motion to table discussion of the review and approval of the ED job description. So you're voting on the motion to table that discussion?
Oh, absolutely not. The committee has worked too hard.
Okay.
Evelyn Bethune?
Absolutely not. No.
Carolyn Burden?
Oh, yes, definitely. Thank you.
AC Bird?
No.
Kathy Davis?
No.
Sakai Free?
No.
Ambrose Lane?
No.
Mike Martin?
He's gone.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Effie Nwagazo?
Yes.
Margaret Prescott?
No.
Sarvandawa? George Reiter?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Wendy Schroll? Wendy? Bonnie Simmons?
No.
Lori Taguma?
I think she's gone.
Oh, sorry. Jack Van Aken?
No.
Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Yasha Manaka?
Yes.
Eight in favor, nine against.
Did Wendy vote?
No.
Wendy, she never did vote. Is it Wendy, are you still there?
Okay, the motion failed. So go ahead, more discussion of the EDD.
Okay.
Could Jamie get on the stack?
May, Jack, you're next.
Yeah, Madam Chair, do I have the floor?
You do, and then okay. James after you.
Yeah, thank you. All right, I have circulated, as Chair of the Personnel Committee, the ED job draft that was approved by the committee on October 22nd. This is the fourth time today that I've sent it out, and it should be in your email from me. It says something like, let's see, ED job draft. So it's a Word document, and the paragraphs are numbered. In order to approve this, I do think that we need to go through the entire document. I don't see any other way to proceed fairly. If we approve a document, we're approving every word in that document. The committee has certainly explored every item, I think, in depth with a full discussion. The resolution of the reporting structure issue, that is how the ED job and the CFO job assignment and the reporting to the PNB, that was all resolved in April at the Houston in-person meeting. This draft, I believe, I'm confident, is in perfect conformity with the Houston resolution. And in fact, it's actually included in Part 2, where it states that the National Finance Staff works under the direction of the CFO. All Pacifica staff, including the CFO and other National Finance staff, report to the ED. Both the CFO and the ED report independently to the board. That is the resolution from Houston that the board approved, and it is included in the ED job description. So that, I mean, the purpose of taking that out and approving it separately was so that the job description would not get bogged down in discussion over that issue. So I hope that we can continue to stay somewhat clear of trying to revisit that. I think that we need to go through this point by point. We don't have to discuss every point. I certainly hope that we don't, because I can't imagine how long it would take. I'm recommending, Madam Chair, that that's how we proceed. You may, you know, call on Jamie if you wish. I don't know what he has to say.
Jamie?
No, well, I had a question. I think that you should, I think that laying it out first is a good way to go.
My question
would follow up
after that. Jack, can you do that as rapidly as you can? You're at 7:28, and we end this meeting at about 10.
Why don't, Madam Chair?
Yes, Amber.
This has just been sprung on us. Why don't we study it and come back the next time? We have plenty of time to study it and deal with it. But to do this tonight, beginning at 10:30 Eastern Time, just makes no sense to me.
Okay, so Ambrose, I want to say, I don't know, I'm sure I know that you're not accessing your emails. I don't want to in any way say that Jack or the Personnel Committee have sprung this on us. They've been sending this out to us over the course of the last weeks with regular reports of their updates. However, if you're asking that this matter be taken up on the next agenda as the first item
on the next agenda,
then we can consider that, and I would ask Jack.
I would certainly consider that the late hour on the East Coast, this being 10:30 for our colleagues from that region, that it's, you know, a bit of a daunting task to take on at this point. So,
other than Ambrose, who has got other considerations foremost on his mind, doesn't read his email as often, Jack has been sending this stuff out, and, you know, I mean, I wonder if all of the board members have read their emails.
George, can I respond?
Yes, George.
I have read it, but frankly, it's a bit overwhelming. And what I really like is perhaps we could do is have Jack say, what's different between what's here and what's been there? What are the things that were changed by the committee? He mentioned one, which was the issue with respect to the CFO, and that's clear enough. But what else is in there so we can focus on that and think about it for the next week and come back?
That's a great idea. That's a great idea. Jack, could you please direct the board to what you think the highlights are and the differences are between what has existed and what the personnel committee is asking us to consider adopting?
Well, that is a great question, and I've been thinking that, you know, I'm not really prepared to answer that question because the way we worked through this labyrinth of all these drafts, and I would actually need to go back to the prior job description and annotate that. So that might be another argument for taking this up on another occasion.
Do you have anything to contribute in response to the question that Georgia asked?
Well, you know, we've probably, when you take out the reporting structure, you would probably look at issues such as experience education. However, you know, I was just looking for the prior job description, and I don't have it, so I can't really say what exactly has changed. So I think that that's a very good point. I think that we should, come back and have that.
Okay, let me have a summary. Let me ask you a few other questions. When is the next personnel committee meeting?
It's in December.
Okay. So how long will it then take you or you working with some or all other members of the personnel committee to orient the PNB to read what you have sent them so that they can compare what you're suggesting to what has been?
Well, I can send out a summary, you know.
Okay.
Soon.
Okay.
It won't take long.
Okay. All right. So, because we have a notice PNB meeting on December 7th, and among other things, I think that meeting is to consider the report back from the subcommittee that was exploring the possibility of outside firms to assist Pacifica.
That's correct.
Right. That meeting has been properly noticed, and it's also up on the KPF. TX or whatever it is site, so it's noticed meeting, and we can add things to that agenda. This seems like, and I don't know if we're going to have a meeting between now and then because the Thanksgiving holiday is upon us next weekend, which is why we in the subcommittee suggested the 7th for that. You can certainly try to squeeze one in, or we can squeeze in a board meeting. Let me go up on the calendar and see what's going on there.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Rob.
I just wanted to make a suggestion to Jack.
Yeah.
It's an unsolicited proposal, but Jack, from having looked at it, it seems to me that one of the things that might help the members of the PNB would be if you did a side-by-side comparison of the old and the new proposed position description. And I realize that there's a lot that's changed in terms of the order of the paragraphs in the new position description that don't relate to the order of the old paragraphs. But for example, if you compared the powers of the ED as you present them here, and then the duties and the responsibilities, and then the reporting relationships, so that even if the newly proposed position description is not in exact order, but if you compare side by side what's being presented from the old, from the new, in similar categories of the job description, that might make it easier for some members to review it. That's just a suggestion, and you can take it for what you paid for it.
Okay. Anybody else on?
Can I ask a quick question? This is
Grace. Hey, Grace.
This is all public. this whole proposed draft job description is a public document, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
I move that it be the first item of consideration at the December 7th meeting.
Second.
Okay. Any objection? Okay. Hearing none, then this item is going to be moved. Somebody read the agenda to me because my computer is just needing, my mouse needs to have its batteries replaced. What's next?
Number 7, motion requesting all GMs present plans for improving listenership at their respective stations by the end of 2008, Rob Robinson.
Okay. Is that next?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Rob.
Thank you very much. The programming committee submitted to the PNB a resolution in September that basically does two things. One, it talks about the development of national programming, and it makes it sure that that should be included in the job description of the GMs and the PDs, but under the aegis specifically of the executive director and national staff. And it talks about things like the development of digital distribution for programming. The second part of it is it suggests that the GMs and the PDs be responsible, not us, but the GMs and PDs for developing program goals as part of a strategy that would reach more listeners that are not currently listening, converting a larger percentage of listeners to members, and reaching out to non-renewing and inactive members. The last thing that it does is something which has come before us multiple times, is that it simply asks that the Pacifica National Board at some point adopt a position on underwriting, which keeps popping up here and there in PNB discussions and in committee discussions. I tried to make the changes that were requested by Margaret Prescott and Bonnie Simmons. I hope that those changes are meet with their approval. We've cited the program directors in all of the language where we discuss the general managers, and in asking the general managers to come up with a plan for reaching more listeners, we stipulated that the plan go to the GMs through the executive director or the national office, however that's being used, so that the protocol is not that this is simply dropped on the general managers, which was never the intention of this resolution. So that's all I have to say about it, Madam Chair.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Is there a stack?
George?
So, what's the wording of the... I'm sorry, Madam Chair. Bonnie DeSack.
George?
Yeah. You said, or someone said earlier on, that the GMs were already meeting to do this sort of thing. This is really a point of information. Would you say more about that, what's actually happening? Have you, as acting ID, basically said, please go ahead and do this, or what's the status of that?
I have not said, please go ahead and do this, but I have had Thursday meetings for 1 hour with the GMs plus the program director for the Pacifica Radio Archives, and we address the day-to-day business needs of, or the day-to-day operation of the stations and the needs of the GM that they have to have answered after anybody being at home at the national office. I have found them to be very creative and highly... They are very committed and focused on the work. So we have one topic at each meeting. Last week's topic was the finances of the stations. We also have topics such as sharing resources. Two people are now assigned to vet the establishment of a network-wide web presence. There is discussion going on among the stations of program sharing. I mean, they have issues of running the station on a day-to-day basis. However, if the board wants me to bring this issue to the GM meeting, then I'm happy to do that.
Margaret from SAC.
Yeah, and Jack, please.
And again, you know what, I want to say that the general managers have attended. They worked hard at the meetings. They do a lot of follow-up. Sky has a motion at the end of the public agenda about the circumstances surrounding the Nadra Foster issue at KPFA. I requested all the stations to forward to me what their policy and procedures were in terms of operation, about how access is gained to the station and what the code of conduct is. I'm coordinating information that I've received from the station so that I can give it back to the board in response to the situation that arose there. I'm very appreciative of the level of professionalism and seriousness that the managers have brought to these meetings, and I look forward to not attending them.
Yeah, Margaret?
Yes.
Yeah, in response to George's question, I mean, certainly we are fortunate at KPFK. I think we have an extremely capable general manager, and I think any general manager worth their salt at this point, are indeed planning and thinking through how to improve listenership, how to improve programming. Certainly that is what's going on at APFK. And also, I get the impression that the GMs are very appreciative of being able to meet together and, you know, for their talent to be able to be taken seriously and to be utilized in a way, and not to be kind of used, you know, one against the other, but really to, you know, forge together more functioning like a network as opposed to individual stations, sharing of information really empowering each other and empowering all of us, really, in terms of improving programming. So I think, George, your question about improving programming and increasing listenership, which also has to do, by the way, with getting the word out about, KPFK, and being frank about the Pacifica stations. And a lot of our communities, the community that I come from, a lot of people just don't know about KPFK. Once they know about KPFK, they listen to Pacifica, then people are interested. So, you know, programming, improving programming is one aspect of it, but it's also getting the word out, also the kind of outreach that's necessary for people to tune in. So I think that there's a lot of creative discussions going on. I know certainly at KPFK, they're very serious discussions and plans and thinking through on how to meet these goals. So I don't think the board should really worry. I mean, I can't speak for all of the GMs, and as I said, we're lucky, you know, at KPFK, but I get the impression also in talking with the KPFK GM that a lot of the other GMs are really on board with this and really want to move forward in that direction. So, George, I don't know if that answers your question, but I think a lot of creativity can come from allowing this group to really, you know, do what they do best.
Well, this is Grace. I'd like to be on the stack.
Go ahead, Grace.
George, did that answer your question?
Well, actually, it answered much more than my question. but thank you.
Also, Jack for the stack, please.
Yes.
Grace.
Okay, sorry. I would be very welcome to have detailed plans from each GM as to what they're going to do specifically to improve listenership, and I mean specific, not just what they'd like to do or generalized statements, but exactly who's going to do what, how their grids are going to be changed, what kind of specific advertising or outreach they're going to do, like are they going to do bus benches, exactly what their plans are as soon as possible, because you know what? If the GMs can improve listenership rapidly, I'd be very happy to withdraw any concept of a turnaround. If we turn ourselves around, that would be great. But I am a skeptical person. I want to see the plans, and I want to see some action. I don't want to just have promises. We've had promises, especially from WBAI, for many, many years, and none of them have come to fruition. So I want to have specific plans and their implementation begun. Sorry to be cynical and negative, but we've been overly optimistic as a board and with prior boards as well. And now we're in close to a very, very serious financial collapse. So I would urge that we get specific plans from each GM as soon as possible.
George Stack.
Next on the stack is Jack.
You know, often the Pacifica boards, LSBs, the PNB, we draft these motions that are very well-intentioned. Their purpose is to direct what staff are doing in an area where we have concern. And sometimes these efforts on the part of governance can very badly misfire and actually can be demoralizing. And in the end, they have the opposite of the impact they were intended. You know, echoing Margaret's sentiments, our general manager has been just outstandingly responsive to governance. I hope all of the GMs are coming to LSB meetings and reporting on, you know, what their projects are and what their plans are. I think that sending this message from the PNB would really be just adding a burden and might even be taken as a bit of an affront. I can't say that that would be the case, but I just think that this is just a little bit of overkill, and the problem with overkill is that it sets you back. So even though I really appreciate the sentiment here, I just don't want to burden our staff with you know, sort of red tape writing reports, and I don't see that it's going to really accomplish what it intends, because I think we need to have people that are creative, that are working, that understand, obviously, that we don't have a serious cash shortfall because listenership is booming. It's the correlation here has never been a revelation between listenership and fundraising. I don't know why we keep hearing about it. It's obvious. I think anyone on this board who doesn't know there's a correlation between listenership and fundraising should resign. It's just crazy. I don't know why the obvious is being given to us again and again and again. It seems like every meeting I go to, I hear the same mantra. And it's, you know, it's not making me feel better, and it's not changing anything. Let the staff do what they do best. I think that the meetings that are happening with the PNB chair, they sound very encouraging. I'm very encouraged about what's happening at KPFK. So I respectfully oppose the motion, not in spirit, but that I just see it as, you know, counterproductive.
Kathy on the stack, please.
Yosh. Madam Chair, I want to be able to rebut some of those responses.
Yosh?
Sorry, I think I had asked to be on stack.
Oh, you did. I'm sorry, Bonnie. You're next, and then Yosh.
But I'll go to the end. That's fine.
All right. Yosh?
Yes, at this point I've forgotten what Rob's motion was, but I just wanted to suggest something to Ms. Gendelman, who's been meeting with the GMs apparently on a weekly basis, that perhaps each of the GMs could suggest that there's three outstanding programs and circulate that, and just a gentle suggestion that each GM pick one of the three or so best programs from the other four sister stations and incorporate that, and then we can begin to develop a nationalized program, and wouldn't cost us a red cent.
Yosh, in response to that, there are conversations going on now between KPFA and your station about that very thing, and those conversations are also carried on among the five, or between the five general managers, so that is a topic that has been addressed and is on the agenda for the Thursday meetings continuing until the network. I mean, one of the things that they all want to do because of the financial crisis, one of the things in listening to the conversations that I've struck by is that they all have a greater sense of network and connection to each other because, you know, the financial situation has left us without a national web presence, has left us bereft of many, many things, and it has had a very positive impact on them. But I'm happy if, you know, I don't know why you guys have to do a motion. If you have ideas that you would like them to consider, I'm happy to do that. They are really struggling to keep their stations above water. Some are more successful than others. But I think it's a great idea to tell them that, you know, I reported back to the PMB and that it was the general sense of the PMB that they really did want the stations to focus on identifying the best programs and seeing how they could be shared, what time they're aired, how resources can be pooled, because that's really the essence of the discussions that we've been having, or a large part of them.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I'll be happy to just, you know, dash off a quick...
That would be great. I would love to bring it to them. You can call me Sherry at these meetings.
Thank you, Ms. Gendelman. I'll keep that in consideration.
On the stack after the Yosh is George.
Yeah, I'm glad that... I mean, I take Margaret's sense that they're doing this, and of course they need to be doing this, but, you know, we're the PNB, and we need to know what they're doing. And this is basically saying, and I haven't heard any objection to the substance of what's being proposed in Rob's motion, this is basically saying, let us know what you're doing, so we'll know that things are going well, and these are the kinds of things that we think you ought to be looking at. I don't see that it's onerous, and I don't think that it's somehow likely to lead to them feeling like their toes are being stepped on. It seems to me it's us just saying, yeah, we need to go in this direction. Great that you're doing it, but we'd like to hear about it. And we'd like to hear about it. And what do you have in mind? So I think we need to, as a board, know that that's really happening and know in detail that it's happening. And so I support this motion.
Kathy.
Thank you. I think that what the GMs is doing is really great, but I do believe that the board has to have a relationship in that process as well. In the sense, the GMs are working by default of not having the executive director, which in the end might be a good thing. But also, I'm thinking when we get to the point of having to describe to the bank what's going to happen with this amount of the loan that's going into development, if we can have a relationship with the GMs, the board and the GMs, you know, that may be one way of solving the problem that we spoke of earlier. And I believe that this is the first report that you've given on what's been happening with the GMs that I recall. So, you know, maybe it's just if we could fit it into the PNB meetings more regularly, we wouldn't be, you know, we would know.
Right.
I actually do support Rob's motion. I mean, I don't think it should be taken in a negative way, but, you know, up until this moment, we didn't hear anything else.
I made a report last week. I don't know if it was to the NFC or some other. I've only been on 35 meeting calls this week. I'm happy to. I think it's great to have it every week to let you know what's going on. Okay, that sounds like AC in the background. Bonnie, you're last on the stack.
I agree with much that Jack had to say, and agree with all of the people that said that they agree, at least in spirit, with some of this. But
I did want to talk for a moment about the way that radio decisions, good programming decisions, are made. They're not done in this sort of mechanized way, and I really don't want things to come down to the general managers as edicts, particularly at a time when right now they're struggling with the finances of the network and struggling with layoffs that need to be done or have just been done and reorganizing their staffs. And I think everybody needs to realize that, you know, when decisions do get made, it's always kind of a crapshoot. You can have the best ideas in the world for a show on paper, but it's a lot of hard work to put one together that really sings once it gets on the air. And it's not something that you will see the result of in 30 days or 60 days. It will generally take a year or more for something new to begin to kick in. You know, we process the information that there are new shows coming or that there are changes ahead much quicker than an audience is going to. So you know, pinning our hopes on how some magic wand is going to get waved and we're going to suddenly have a show on the air and that we'll have hundreds of thousands of dollars coming in off of the next fund drive that we didn't have prior to this, it just isn't realistic. It seems to me that the general managers are really starting to communicate, and from what the chair was just saying, this is so, and that does seem really hopeful to me, because I know that the best ideas around radio programming are going to come when people are inspired, and when they're sort of jamming, when they're in sessions jamming together. And I can't think of anything better. You know, that's one of the problems that we've had, is that there was perhaps not very good communication between the various stations in the past. So my inclination would be, I don't think I would be opposed to Sherry bringing it up the next time she's on a general manager's call or talking to program directors. I'm not quite sure what the structure of it all is, but I don't think that we should do it in any sort of formal way, particularly as we're heading into the end of the year here.
I'm not talking to program directors. Hello?
Sherry, yes. I have to rebut some of these things.
Okay, go ahead, Ron.
This is a resolution from the PNB's Programming Committee, and these resolutions implement a policy that was passed in October of 06. And I really hate to shock everybody, but one of the things that it's the job of people in governance to do is to do things like establish goals, set priorities, create policies, and establish performance measures and indices of performance for programs, not just radio programs, but programs within an organization, so that we can do oversight and have accountability. This organization, as long as I've been involved in governance from the LSB onward, has had no goals. We don't have policies for most things. So we have operated in fundamentally a rudderless fashion, and there has been no accountability because things don't get written down. There's nothing that's quantifiable. I mean, we don't even go through the ascertainment process with what the Corporation for Public Broadcasting has called the community advisory boards. We haven't done that for years. You know, and one of the reasons that we're having trouble right now as an organization is because we have all these practices which have created structural problems for us. We haven't created a new national program, and everybody understands how much money Democracy Now! Has created for us in the past, and it still earns close to $2 million. But we haven't been able to create a new national program since, what, 1997, 1998? You know, and we've been losing listeners at our local stations for 4 years now. We've known that. We don't keep statistics for our pledge drives. We don't do listener feedback in a quantifiable fashion. So we're here operating in governance. It's our job to put this structure in place
and there are no structures in place, and guess what? The organization is in crisis. People are not listening, and because they're not listening, they're not contributing, and we're running out of money. And now we're at the 11th hour with this organization, and we're simply trying to implement resolutions that implement policies that support the mission of this organization, and people say, no, you're dictating to us, you're asking us to do things that we can't do, we're already doing it. What we're simply trying to say is that in order for us to produce better results in the future, we must have a plan and know how to review the plan so that we can get some predictable results that we can take to the bank or that we can use. If you look at the programming policy, we talk about collaboration everywhere. Our stations don't collaborate. They haven't collaborated for a long time. We in the PNB are not stopping them. We're simply trying to say, now is the time for us to do some things in an organized fashion, not a corporatist fashion, but in an organized fashion so that we can get out of this crisis and act like a network, which we have not done for a long time. So that's all I want to say. This is a resolution from a PNB committee. We are not looking over the general manager's shoulders. We are saying the responsibility for national programming should be with the ED. We are saying the responsibility for increasing audience should be with the general managers. We're not treating them as if they were not professionals that we don't have faith in. But we are asking for something that comes in a concrete fashion so that we can figure out where we go from here. Thank you very much.
George Stack.
Hey, George.
Margaret Stack.
I want to call a question.
Okay, the question's been called. Is there objection to calling the question? We only have 3 more minutes. Okay, I hear no objection to calling the question. I didn't hear it seconded, George.
Is there a second for that?
Second.
So there's no objection. All right, we're going to vote on Rob's motion. And Madam Terry, would you...
Point of information.
Yes, go ahead.
Could I have the motion read again?
Yes, Rob?
It's a resolution. It's in writing. You have it. It's 2 pages long.
It's 2 pages long. Okay. I'm confused because I've got the final draft resolutions from the programming committee. Is that what we're voting on?
I just sent you a copy of the document this evening.
Yeah, just a minute before the meeting began.
I sent it out before then, too.
Okay, I'm looking at what you sent. Hold on.
Point of personal privilege, Margaret.
Hey, Margaret.
Yeah, listen, due to the fires happening out here, I suspect has something to do with the problems I'm having online. I'm not able to get online. So, Rob, I'm sorry I don't have the thing in front of me. I know that you sent it recently with, suggestions that you tried to put in for myself and some other people, but I'm not able to access it. Sorry about that.
Point of information.
Yes.
I'm just struggling still to have the wording of what we're voting on. Is it the 3 different resolutions? And I assume we're voting separately on them.
No.
Okay.
You should have gotten the document.
Help me out here.
You should have... Did you get a document from me at 20-20-28?
Yes, that's what it has, 3 resolutions on it.
No, there's just one that says PAC Program Committee 9-17-08
yes,
Resolution Edits.
That's the document that I have open, and it has 3 resolutions.
Yeah, but... There are 3 parts to the resolution.
Well...
resolution that has 3 parts.
I'm sorry that we're cross-talking, but I'm really trying to understand this. I don't see how we could vote on all 3 of those at the same time because they're 3 different subjects.